what I've seen for ministry today is many people, you know, they might go to a ministry that's already established and get hired for the resume. And if, of course, if it's an admin position, if they have admin experience, then that's one thing. Then they work at a full-time ministry because their resume lines up with the duties and roles of that position. And of course, for other ministry, you know, if you want to be a counselor, typically you're going to need a degree, because through laws, to be a counselor, quote unquote, you have to got, you know, have a certain license, and that requires you know, a secular education to be approved by the state. And then to be a pastor, for most pastors, you have to go through certain a Bible college and you know, whatever theological degree in divinity, and I don't know, there's a lot of different degrees out there, and that's the typical path for people that end up preaching. So I know it's a pretty wide spectrum of how people end up in ministry. What I'm going to talk about today is a contrast to that, a biblical contrast to what's typically seen and how people get into ministry. One thing I've noticed in all the Old Testament is people aren't appointed, aren't given any positions or titles by themselves. Moses didn't run to be elected the leader of Israel. He didn't say, "Lord, I want to do this job you have open, because I know your people need to be led out of Egypt, and I'm the man for that." It didn't work that way, and we know that. And that's kind of a farce, that's kind of a joke, and I never want to take it lightly. But God, Moses was chosen. His brother was chosen. And soon, those of us that are reading through the Old Testament are going to get to Numbers. And one of the first chapters in Numbers they're going to take that census, and they're also going to be given leaders of those tribes. And one thing that always struck me interesting is Moses, Aaron, no one chooses the leaders of those tribes. God chooses those leaders. And then we can fast forward. Samuel didn't run to be a priest. He didn't run for any election. He didn't choose to go to divinity school. He, you know, through an agreement with his mother, he was given to God before he was even, you know, of age, so to speak. David didn't ask to be king. He was anointed at a young age. He said, "You will be king." And then, I mean, it's all throughout the Old Testament. God appoints leaders. He appoints people to places of ministry. This isn't something that you wake up one day and choose to be a pastor. No. Now, you might have that desire, and God might give you a desire, but it's if you're going to be a pastor the way God wants you to be, it's because God calls you, and God's going to give you the strengths and whatever skills that you need to do whatever it is he's calling you to do. And like Jesus said to all his disciples, and we all know this, says, "I chose you. You didn't choose me." So it's all God initiated, but I want to make it clear that God's idea of ministry is something that he establishes, and he calls those to be in those positions. So the world's way, typically, is to go the traditional educational route, and through mainstream churches, you might be in front of a board saying you went to some divinity school. And I know that some churches are probably more spiritual than others? Truthfully, I believe that. So there's some churches that I know that, you know, it's more than just the degree. They really do take all the factors of your life. And, you know, and it's a process, so I want to give churches the benefit of the doubt. But then there's others that, hey, yeah, you've got this experience. Yeah, I'll make some calls and references. And it's not much different than the world way of appointing someone. So you have, you know, the whole spectrum. But what I want to talk about today is a way that God has shown me how to prepare ourselves for whatever kind of ministry God has for us. If you've never even thought about being in full-time ministry, this message is for anyone. If you've always wanted to be a certain at a certain position or a counselor or something, this message is for you. But I want to take a minute and talk about the dangers of going the world's route. I want to talk about the dangers of going the typical mainstream route of ministry. It will yield, unless the Spirit is in it, and that's what we're going to talk about. Because I'm not saying that people that typically go through the mainstream route of going to school and you know, getting maybe an internship at a church and then getting picked as a pastor, I'm not saying that that's not of God. It could very well be. But what I am saying, if the Spirit is not in it, if God has not chosen you, bad things happen. And it gets ugly. And that's why I think that so many people fall today, because they perhaps, and you can't see behind the scenes, like the biblical commentary of it, you can't necessarily see whether God's called them or not. I mean, that's not something that's going to be obvious. But I think a lot of people fail because they never should have been there to begin with. Just because they put some things in paper, they impressed some people and got it before people, doesn't mean that they belong there. Doesn't mean God has anything to do with that. And we see that in the Old Testament. People will assassinate others just to be king, and we know very well that it's not legitimate. That doesn't make God happy, of course. So one of the dangers is fruitless labor. Fruitless labor is those that get into ministry without the Spirit, without God's calling, without really seeking the Lord, yields fruitless labor. It's laboring without any fruit. And this leads to being burnt out. This leads to being disillusioned. This leads to, you know, bitterness with God, because here you are seeking God's, they might want to do what they think God wants them to do, but like I said, if the Spirit's not there, if they're not truly led, then they'll get resentful, because it won't lead to fruitful labor, so they get burned out. Usually these ministry positions are tied to a paycheck. So then the question whether they're truly doing it for God out of their heart is you know, it's like pretty hard to determine, because they keep getting a paycheck. So are they going to get the check, or are they going to serve God? Now, again, I know there's a lot of people out there serving God, seeking God, and even through mainstream ways, they could very well be doing God's will. So, again, I don't want to minimize that at all. And here's the biggest danger that I see. People in ministry, people in service, any kind of Christian service, here's the biggest danger, is that there could be no salvation. Just because they're doing the work of God does not mean that they are in a place that they will be saved, because they might not know Jesus. And I read about pastors from, I like to read biographies. And when you read about pastors that, you know, when you read about some of the biographies I've read, talk about, you know, certain preachers going through seminary, and they talk about I wasn't converted when I went to seminary. And then along the way, they definitely talk about, well, I was converted then. So you know, and I know God can get people into that position so that they might be converted, and that can certainly be, you know, the case. And then eventually, you know, they really seek God, and they have the Spirit with them. But nevertheless, we read in Matthew 7:21, and I, you know what, after this, I'm going to assign some scripture because we have a lot to, I have a lot to give out. So I'll be doing that real soon here. But I'll read Matthew 7, starting in verse 21. And everyone knows this. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law. So I find it fascinating that people can actually do these miracles in God's name, the name of Jesus, but yet it's not God's will. That amazes me, my friends. I used to always think, well, if you're doing something, you know, that, you know, is doing good things, if you're feeding the homeless, then of course it's God's will. Well, we can read here that not, might not necessarily be the case. Some people feed the homeless because they look good. Some people just do it because they have, you know, a desire to help, but it's you know, there can be a lot of pride behind that. And unless their intention is to serve Jesus, it's not a will of God. So let's face it, people, you know, are people flocking to the church or leaving it? You know, is the traditional way, the way the churches are doing it, the man-made traditions, is it effective? Is the church attractive to people? Are we gaining people in the seats, or are we losing them overall? And that's why we're here today, to talk about a biblical way of ministry